Hey, you're waking up. No, don't move so quickly. You might hurt yourself again. Wait, what did I mean when I said again? Well, when I was unlocking the door last night, your weight was a little bit more than I could handle. So you fell. I failed to catch you. And you hit the floor kind of hard, on top of all the booze. And that's when you passed out completely. Oh no, don't worry. The fall was nothing serious. Just the power of booze and a mighty tumble for a long night's rest. Ah, there you go. I'm right here with you. I brought you back to my house and tucked you into my bed to rest. Your body heals faster when you're asleep, you know. It's scientifically proven. Yep. Unadulterated factual knowledge. Ah. No, you are safe. I made sure of it. When I said your weight was more than I realised, I wasn't implying you were overweight. You're a perfect physique. Oh dear, you must believe me. I wish no harm to your self-esteem. I promise I wasn't judging. No, I wasn't judging. Oh, phew. Thanks for understanding me like you always do. You're only one of the few people that get me. Gotta say, that's definitely one of the reasons I love you. I mean, one of the reasons I love about you. Yeah. So, are you hungry at all, Thursday? Even if not, staying hydrated, especially with the hangover, is. Ah, what was I bringing you to my place for? That bastard Tinder date of yours was a total bitch. Ah, what does it have to do with you being at my place? Just let me finish. She minded you little attention, made you pay for dinner while she was on her phone the entire time, not even talking to you. When you treated her to the movies, she bitched about how you chose a bad movie without even considering your attempt to spend time with her. Also, what kind of fucking complaint is a bad movie? Like, yeah, they're bad movies, but she was just using it to pester about how you were distracted from stroking her ego. All in all, she treated you like you were a fucking obedient little sycophant that's expected to do whatever she says. Doesn't even consider how you feel for a fucking second. Then she had the audacity to. Oh, jeez. I'm sorry for yelling at you. You don't deserve it. I was just so angry about her and about how she treated you. I promise I won't yell at you again. When you got home, you couldn't handle how awful that day went. So you went home and drank a lot. You wouldn't respond to my calls or texts. So I became worried. And when I went to your house, you were so out of it. Couldn't even get to the door to let me in. I had to use a spare key you have hidden in the main mailbox. Yeah. And when I got inside, you were almost unconscious. There was just enough of you awake to get you to my car so I could take you back to my place. And when we got there and I had to unlock the door, I couldn't hold you up. And I had to search for my keys at the same time. That's when you fell and passed out for good. Yeah. Really hope the neighbours didn't see me dragging an unconscious person in. That'd be embarrassing. Once I got you to my room, I had to hold onto your side, make sure you didn't choke to death, fucking die because of you and vomit. I know it's grisly, I'm sorry, but that's why I had to drag your ass over to my place. Hey, don't feel bad about it. You are my best friend. Should not feel sorry for whatsoever. I care about you so much, really. Nothing. After all the years we've known each other, I really hope I've expressed how much I care about you. You understand me, and when you don't, you give me time to collect my thoughts and explain. You were there for me then, when we first met. And you're still here for me now, after all these years. And you have no idea how much that means to me. That's why, no matter what the cost on my part, I will always be there for you, even when you don't know it. So, like I was saying, are you hungry or thirsty? It's been a while since you ate. I'll make you something nice. Here is your favourite, yum. Homemade chicken Alfredo with a piece of garlic bread seasoned with dash of love. But for real though, if you don't cook something with that passion and love, then what's the reason for cooking in the first place? I guess trusting is an okay reason. Oh, I almost forgot. Your beverage, sir. A glass of water, chilled to perfection. Perfect at any time of the day, especially a hangover. As an appreciation for your patronage, your meal is on the house and in bed. Here, it was my sacrifice of blood, sweat and tears to bring you this extravagant meal. So you better leave me a good damn review. What am I doing? Well, I'm just watching you eat, I guess. Why? I don't know. I just like looking at you. You make me happy. Especially seeing how you appreciate my cooking. Ah, finished. Good. Anything else? My water? A question? Okay, yeah. I'll gladly answer any questions my fine patron requires. How did I know you had an awful date? Well, you told me about your date. Yeah, you described what she looked like. That was before the date. Right. Well, wait, what? Me following you? That's wacky nonsense. Then how did I know you were going? Well, that's because you told me, of course. Then where was I yesterday? Well, I was at home. Yes, all day. So, anyways, do you want to watch a movie or put on a show? What do you mean, cut it out? Fine, you are right. I'm your best friend and you are mine. I shouldn't lie to you, especially for how good you've been to me. But I'm so scared. Right. You're the most important person that has ever been in my life. I care so much about you. And if I told you everything, you would hate me. You'd be disgusted. I could never cope with that reality, with the reality where you're not in my life. But that doesn't matter now, I guess, because you're going to make me say it anyway, aren't you? Yes, I was following you. I was since you left your house for the date. Not just this date too, but for other instances as well. I was there a few seats away at the diner when you all got your food. You seem elated to be with her, but she seemed disappointed, like your efforts weren't good enough. I was there at the theatre when she wouldn't stop complaining about God knows what, and you just wanted to appreciate the moment together. I even followed a bit behind you in your walk through the stars. I know you weren't even intending to take her to the star at first. You did it because you thought getting her something material would satisfy her. The only reason I didn't intervene was because I was afraid. Afraid of confronting her. Afraid of having to explain why I knew where you were. Thus leading to this explanation. Yet here I am anyway. But I had to. If I didn't, who knows what would have happened? There are 1,000 different ways it could have gone even worse, and I had to make sure you were safe. I just had to be with you. And I was fucking right. You got so drunk. If I wasn't there to save you, if I didn't have an idea of what happened to go check up on you, I can't lose you. Because then I'd lose myself. I would literally have lost everything that makes me whole. Yeah, it's selfish, so what? I can be fucking selfish. Because when it comes to you, I can't imagine being anywhere else than without you. I can't imagine a world where I don't fucking love you. Because I do. I love you more than anything or anyone else. And you give me this feeling of wholeness. That when I'm not with you, I feel so empty. You make me feel like the only girl in the world when we are together. I feel beautiful. I feel like I matter. Like I'm unstoppable. I was so afraid that you wouldn't feel the same. I kept it all to myself these years. Indulging in your presence whenever possible. Doing everything in my power to either get you to confess some love, which doesn't even exist, or maintain our friendship as strongly as possible. I've felt like this almost for as long as we've known each other. Do you remember when we first became friends? Because I do. It was early high school. The school year was a few months in back then. And I hardly took up for myself. Didn't see the point, didn't see how to. One of your friends, if you can even call him that, at the time being a total jackass, would always belittle me, mock me, yet make provocative jabs at the same time. And that was just a verbal shit. I was so used to it. And he was a lot taller and no doubt stronger than I was. So even if I did have the confidence or know how to stand up for myself, I couldn't have anyway. Yeah. Then one day you were with him while he was being like that. I don't know. I guess he thought it impressive or funny to rope you into being a dick too. I guess he got bored or something and I figured a new player to his game would be great. You wouldn't have it. You essentially told him to get fucked and piss off. It was a surprise to be sure, but a welcome one. Because for once, someone stood up to that bastard. No, not only that, but you came to see how I was doing. No one else had done that before. I was so uncomfortable and on edge. I don't think I even spoke the entire encounter. But that was okay. You were patient with me. In classes, you start choosing me to be your partner. During the group workings, it made me feel included and accepted. You would make me laugh with your jokes, and even laugh at my joke attempts, even though now I realised how bad they were. Might have fucked that up too. I violated your trust, your kindness. You hate me now, I get it. You don't have to pretend you don't. I won't sugarcoat it. Fucking hurts, but I want what's best for you. Maybe not your life is what's best. I will get out. What? Stop it. Don't tell me you love me too and that it's okay. You're so kind that I doubt you can admit it. I was honest about my feelings and mistakes. I basically stalked you the entire day because of my own obsession and dependency. Can you please just pay me that respect and be honest? No, seriously, just cut it. The more you say it, the more it fucking hurts. And I know it's not true. Wait, you were serious? So you understood why I did what I did, and you still love me, even after I crossed the line? Jeez, maybe you're just as dependent as me. You do not know how happy this makes me. Oh, I love you so much. I love you. 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 Please. Make. Me. Yours. I want to be yours. To belong. Honor to you. Yeah. Let me take my top and pants off. Yeah, I mean, my pants are real soft. No, I was definitely not expecting this to happen. Oh. Holy shit, you kissed my, put it through my panties. It's making me so wet. Oh, you're making me so wet. Fuck. Oh, I'm out, yeah. Doesn't it feel so fucking good? I fucking love you. I don't think I'll ever get tired of saying that. You want me to deep throat, yeah? Oh, jeez, wasting no time, I see. Guess that makes up for my lack of blowjob skills. What do I mean? Well, you are my first. You don't want to do that anymore. You want to be gentle with me. That's very sweet of you. Are you sure? Okay. You are going to teach me how to give a proper blowjob. Well, I can get behind that. So, this is your cock. So nice. And you are this hard just for me. It's endearing. Let me taste it. Okay. So my hand on it like this and my mouth on it like this. How's that? Is that better? How does my mouth feel? Oh, your cup tastes so good. Oh, it's so amazing. Oh. Isn't that nice? Isn't it nice when I flick my tongue on the end of your shaft? Am I yours? You want me on the bed now? Yeah, let me take off my panties and bras first. Oh, jeez. So you're the first person to see me naked like this before. Do I look nice? Oh, you think I look beautiful? Oh, thank you. So, on my back with my legs spread. Like this. Okay, good. Remember, you're taking my virginity. This is my first time, so I'll be slow at first, please. Fuck. Wow. I can feel it filling me up. Holy shit. Oh, it's all the way in. Please, come closer. Oh, I'm just staring into her eyes. Oh, yeah. They look so gorgeous. Put your arms around me. Yeah. Oh, just like that. Oh, you feel so warm and nice. Oh, I could just smell. I think I'm getting close. Yeah, I'm definitely getting close. You're getting close too. Good. We can come together. Pull out. Oh, no. Don't pull out. I want you to come in me. Oh, yeah. I said it. Fucking come in me. I want to feel you fucking exploding my cunt. Oh, birth control. No. Of course I'm not on birth control. Don't worry, I'll take some plan B after this, though. Unless you want to make a baby. I'm just kidding. I'm not, that's for later. Ah, oh, fuck yeah. Holy shit. Oh, that was fucking amazing. Fucking love you. Damn right, we've got to do this again. Oh, no. No, don't get up yet. Just lay with me for a bit. Yeah. I just want to be held by you for a few minutes. God, you look so good right now. So can't believe I'm yours. And you are mine. Yeah, I guess the fact that I'm filled with your cum should be enough to convince me. So fucking glad you love me. Can't express it enough. How long have I felt like this? The elation I get just being in your presence. Now you feel like I do. And I doubt you want to let any of that feeling go either. So I brought this up before, mainly to change topic. But would you like to watch a movie now? Really? Great. You will stay over tonight. Yes, you will. I have to make sure my guest has a wonderful night's sleep. So, how about that movie? I have a few DVDs that we... Yes, you jerk. I still have a shit ton of DVDs. Digital download, my ass. Now, help me pick out a movie. Okay. How about Insidious 3? Yeah, it's a horror movie. Why? You're not like them. Fucking pussy. Why do I want to watch a horror movie? Well, because the fear chemicals and shit in our brain. Yeah, I'm being serious. It's very scientific in nature. So, like, our brain's chemical reaction to the spook will cause us to be drawn even closer for comfort. And I think that's quite romantic. Like I said, indisputable scientific knowledge. No, I don't remember where I got that from. But, it doesn't matter. Okay, decided. And next Friday, there's a movie coming out I'd like to see. And you are 100% coming with me. Oh, yeah. I'll watch the movie now.